Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome you back to the airwaves of Radio Islam International. The Sunday morning has gone 10:37 this morning. Now we're speaking all about mentorship and we're speaking to life coach Sister Khadija Mia. Sister Khadija, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
We hope you're doing well and jazakallah for your time this morning.
Ameen. Jazakallah for having me.
Okay, now this morning, as I said, you know, we're speaking about mentorship. So a mentor is someone who acts as an advisor to a less experienced individual known as their mentee. Typically, individuals seek mentors who work in their same or desired field. The mentor helps this individual grow and develop as a professional, often offering advice based on their more advanced knowledge or experience. Now, maybe you can tell us more about the characteristics of a mentor and mentorship.
Okay, with regards to mentorship, it is a process where you help to support, encourage people to manage their own development, and you help them to maximize on their potential. So I think what is very important is that in the process of mentorship, you actually help the person develop skills and enable them to be the best versions of themselves. With regards to mentorship, you know, you have the traditional one-on-one mentoring. You have distance mentoring where you actually have a relationship which is not one-on-one with a person, but it could be online or even in different geographical locations. And then there's group mentoring. Mentoring can also be in the corporate space, or you could have a relationship with someone privately. And the characteristics are really someone who serves as a mentor needs to have really good listening skills. They have to be trustworthy, flexible, non-judgmental, I would say. And there must be the ability for you to connect with that person in the relationship that you're going to be establishing with the person in that context. It's also important for the person to be able to give constructive feedback, for the mentor to be able to give constructive feedback to the mentee. And these are just some of the characteristics that are very important.
What are some of the duties of a mentor in a mentee's life?
Well, a mentor, as I said, you know, can share with a mentee or a protege, as it's called, information about their career path. So in a corporate context, you can set up a formal or a structured mentorship program. And, you know, the individual will transfer skills on the job, help them with their career path, or even provide them with guidance, motivation, or emotional support. And that's vitally important. They can also help them with career goals, setting goals, etc. And, you know, in a private capacity, if you have a mentor, like I've had several mentors throughout my life journey, it's people that you can actually go to, that you can soundboard ideas with, people that can support you, provide you with the necessary skills that you may need, or even advice. So those would be fundamentally the duties of a mentor.
Okay, now, Sister Khadija, you know, mentors can provide specific insights as well as information that then goes on to enable the mentee's success. What other benefits does a mentor provide?
Well, really speaking, a mentor is someone that could be your go-to person. And as your go-to person, the mentee can provide enormous amounts of benefits to you as an individual. If you're going through challenges, if you're going through difficulty, you know, the person can be there to provide you with support, empathy, and guidance. If you require skills or knowledge in terms of a specific gap that you may have on the job, mentorship programs can be set up in such a way that the individual can provide you with a skills transfer process, so it helps to bridge a gap in terms of skills that you may need. It's also important, you know, individuals want to grow in terms of leadership skills. So a mentor will definitely serve the purpose. You will benefit from the relationship in terms of developing leadership skills, and it will help you to achieve your goals and objectives. It will enable you also to grow on your internal networks in terms of networking and collaborative skills that you need. So there are definitely significant ways in terms of how you would benefit, you know, being mentored by someone.
So we spoke about a mentor giving you career advice, but what about the fact that is this only for young people, or can a mentor support elderly people as well?
Most definitely. Mentorship is not just restricted for just younger people. It can be any age group. And I think throughout your life journey, as you go through the process and the cycle of growth, I mean, in today's day and age, everybody needs a mentor across the spectrum. And a mentor could also just be, you know, somebody in the community that you identify with that can provide you with advice, with guidance, with support. It could be a religious person. It could be or a religious leader. It could be someone that, you know, you trust enormously in family setups as well. It's really great to have mentorship sort of, you know, kind of programs, but rather even informal mentorship, you know, responsibilities where you actually mentor the younger people in the family, but you have older people also who need that, and you'll have younger people even supporting them. So I think it's across the spectrum. It's not just restricted, you know, just to a specific age group.
Okay, finally, Sister Khadija, maybe you can tell us, you know, what are the main skills that, you know, that needs to be found for a person to become a mentor? What do you need to be a mentor?
Well, dependent again on the type of arrangement in organizations, when they set up mentorship programs, they obviously identify people with certain competencies or skills, dependent on the nature of the mentorship program. Is it just a skills transfer, so there's knowledge that you need in order to transfer those skills on the job? If it is more of a confidant, if you're going to be supplying or supporting the individual in the role of being someone they can go to for advice and support, then the skills that you would need would be obviously listening skills, decision-making skills, being able to be compassionate and empathetic. Those are also very important skills. To be able to give constructive feedback. You know, when feedback is given, sometimes it's very challenging to tell someone that they're not really, you know, doing well in certain areas. So someone who is non-judgmental, and I think one of the most important things is to develop a connection of trust, because not just anybody can fulfill the role of being a mentor. So I think being honest, giving constructive feedback, being knowledgeable, having a diversity of perspectives, understanding the subject matter, etc. Those are very important competencies or skills that a mentor needs to equip themselves with.
Sister Khadija, JazakAllah so much for your time. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you in abundance. There was a lot of information that you shared with us, and it's a very interesting field to go into. And as you said, you know, see, we all need a mentor in different parts of our life, whatever age category we might be in. It's good to have somebody above you that can always advise you and just keep an eye on things.
Most definitely. I think that is vitally important, to have someone that provides you with the support and the encouragement. And I think without us even knowing, we do have people that serve as mentors in our life today.
JazakAllah so much for your time, and you keep well.
You too. Ameen. JazakAllah for having me. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.